Hello, this is Dr. Hudson, and today we will be talking with Ms. Calvelyn Day. And Ms. Day is a coach and consultant, and our topic for today is trauma-informed counseling. So welcome, Ms. Day. We're so happy to have you talk with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So let's just jump right in. And my first question is, how would you define trauma-informed counseling?
Well, for me, I just think of whether it's trauma-informed counseling or trauma-informed educating, they all kind of fall in the same category. It's just having an awareness of trauma and the impact that it has on our physical, emotional, and social well-being, and then strategically targeting the areas that may have had a challenge or a wounding due to the trauma and improving the skills in that area.
Okay. And when we're looking specifically at school-age children, K through 12, what are some tips or guidelines that you can give to counselors and school psychologists and even educators in dealing with this?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing to remember is that trauma is often unseen. So a lot of times we have some information about what the child has experienced, but more times than not, the children don't have the full story. They just have their 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old version of what happened. And so the damage that we see oftentimes is not visible, and it can show up in lots of different ways. So typically when it's younger kids, I see a lot of emotional dysregulation, which can lead to them having a difficult time in social interactions, and then that academic deficit because they're struggling to stay in classes, or, you know, being kicked out of class or being sent out of class. So it's oftentimes really important that you make sure you're teaching them the skills that they need. Identifying what they're feeling, verbalizing what they're feeling, learning how to choose which feeling they want to kind of lean into, and choose a variety of coping skills that they can use. And that really can go across the age group. I mean, that really can go as young as toddlers all the way up to high schoolers and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that emotional intelligence piece with that specific attention to the fact that trauma has a real negative impact on that emotional intelligence piece most of the time. So just making sure that kids have those great skills. And the biggest thing for, I would say, school counselors, teachers, even administrators, is to make sure that you're really aware of your own emotional needs, because as you're hearing these stories from kids who've been through traumatic things, or you're seeing the effects of these traumatic things, it's really common for people to struggle with their own emotional wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see oftentimes what happens is the teachers end up wanting to support kids, but they end up almost being a trigger for kids because they're so dysregulated now because of all that they've experienced kind of vicariously through the children. So making sure that you are taking good care of yourself, that you're being honest about what you feel, that you're practicing, you know, those self-regulations and those, you know, mindful moments. But then also including strategies and teaching everyone to use strategies that allow for kids to have some ownership and some autonomy of their own well-being. So if I'm saying I need a break, or I'm saying I'm overwhelmed, that I have the right to say that, and teaching children how to verbalize that. Because most of the time, trauma is those unfortunate things that happen to kind of overwhelm our senses. Almost always what has happened in those moments is that kids didn't have control over their bodies, their space, their lives, their property. And so they don't necessarily have a lot of control. And so one of the things I see all the time is people, you know, kids being diagnosed with ODD. And I've never had a case of a child being diagnosed with ODD where there wasn't a trauma factor included. And I think part of that is you become oppositional and you become defiant when you haven't been protected, and when you've had people take your control from you. So
right.
I always look for every safe way to give children control over what they feel and what they do.
Okay. And I wanted to go back for just a second, because I think it is important. Sometimes when we see behaviors, you know, we're just like, oh, he's just bad, or he's always like that. And what are maybe some examples of behavior that you might see that might be a red flag for trauma.
Yeah, so there's a lot, I would say, you know, obviously we kind of jump to those big red flags, you know, like sexual, you know, behaviors highly aggressive behaviors. Mm-hmm. But really a lot of times the ones I see is more kids who are more anxious or they're more, they're less connected to the world around them. So I call them sometimes fringe kids where they are, you know, nervous and worried and want to have friends and want to have people around them, but then they
maybe really present as anxious.
Yeah. So, and some people even will say that those kids are, you know, antisocial, and they really aren't antisocial. Oftentimes, what they are is just really nervous or worried. And so when they can't make that connection, they become more antisocial. So looking at the skills that they need and the things that they need, that's really the important piece.
Right. And I hadn't even thought about it before, but you made a very good point in you know, talking about the ODD students that you've seen. It's there's usually some type of trauma involved.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any resources or tools that you would recommend if educators, counselors want to delve more into this or learn some more techniques or skills?
I generally tell there's several things that you can do. So there is, you know, there's a trauma-informed course, and I can provide you with that link as well. There's
awesome.
A trauma-informed course that you can actually do online. It's a pretty extensive course. It actually gives you college credit as well. But it gives you a really, really great overview of the different ways that trauma can show up. You wouldn't necessarily need that in a school-based setting. However, it gives you that really great overview. I have resources on my website available for people as well, KaplanDay.com.
Okay.
And then there are some great books I've presented for Heather Forbes at the Trauma Informed School Conference before. So she's got some really great resources as well. There's a lot of talk about trauma right now, and so there's lots of people who are really taking time for it and talking about it. I always like to go that extra step and make sure that people realize it's not just having the conversations about the fact that trauma is there. It's not just being aware that trauma is there, but it's going that extra step and then saying, you know, now what do we do for these kids? How do we help them get additional skills? How do we get them those additional resources? Because in addition to having trauma have a negative impact, kids who have been through trauma are generally very, very resilient. The fact that they have survived is a huge thing. The fact that they have, you know, managed to go on and find a way to be successful is a huge thing. And so we don't ever want to just treat them as just the experience that they've had. We also want to look for the strength that they have.
Absolutely. And also, I think an important point is that, you know, when we think of trauma, we do think of, like you said, the big things like sexual abuse or things like that. But, you know, we deal with a military society, which can be very transient and just having to move.
Absolutely.
It's important for us to be mindful of, you know, if I've spent K through five in this one town and now we're moving to Germany, that could be
a huge
trauma. Right.
My family and I just moved not long ago, and so as I was kind of packing up and I'm cleaning up and I'm, you know, saying I am not taking these things, you know, we've got, you know, every paper that you can imagine, I'm saying we do not need to take all this stuff. And I remember thinking very clearly while I was packing up, like, wow, how many of my students that I've worked with over the years haven't had the luxury of taking something with them or haven't had the luxury of going through each item, you know, with time and consideration. I really thought about that. So
absolutely.
It was definitely a scary a thought of, you know, wow, this could be really scary for a kid if they had to experience that.
Right. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. And you, just to reiterate, your website is KalvelinDay.com. And a lot of the information about trauma or where to find other resources is located there, correct?
Absolutely. I have tons of resources on my website.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.